WITFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Church. I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Text this morning, Paul is explaining how blessed Christians are. He said, we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He speaks of how our riches are based on God's grace, based on God's peace, and based on God's will. He speaks of the Christian's inheritance and fulfillment in Jesus Christ. God has made us his heirs so that we can have the resources to fulfill our purpose and our role within his family. So this morning, just for a few minutes, I want to focus on the third blessing that he has declared to the church, which begins in verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of grace. Some years ago, in 1971, I took my first flight ever to California to live with my sister. And when she went shopping at the market, for each dollar amount that she spent, she was given a trading stamp. And it was called the S&H Green Stamp. But growing up here in the Sonia Quarters in the 60s, we didn't have markets. We had stoves. We didn't go to the market. We didn't go to the store. We went to the stove. We had Tony Shikola. We had Frank Bellatas. We had Joe Bias. We had Vince. And many other small family-owned stores here in the quarters. And they didn't give us trading stamps. So it wasn't until I went to the big city that I found out about the S&H Green Stamps. Now, they may have had S&H Green Stamps here in Alexandria, but because I was raised up here in the Sonia Quarters, and all we had was love for one another, I wasn't familiar with S&H Green Stamps. But when sufficient stamps were saved up in this little book that she used to have, she would go down on the rail to the Redemption Center, and she would exchange them for merchandise of equal value for the amount of stamps that she had in the book. They had little shelves and little rows, and they had everything there. And they would tell you how many books of stamps you needed to get that. But that was at the Redemption Center for the S&H Green Stamps. But the redemption here in our text today carries much more than the idea of exchanging one thing of another of equal value. Here in our text, it carries or it conveys the idea of deliverance, of setting one free by paying a ransom. For example, a prisoner of war or a kidnapped person is ransomed or redeemed. Or a convicted criminal is freed from the penalty of death. In either case, the person is powerless to free himself. He cannot pay the penalty demanded to liberate himself from his situation or from bondage. And so as we look at verse 7 of the text, Paul mentions redemptions we have through the blood of Jesus. Sin is man's captive and slave's owner. And it demands a price for its release. And death is the price that had to be paid for man's redemption from sin. It cost the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to buy men back from the slave market of sin. The Bible tells us, without the shedding of blood, which is the penalty and the price of sin, there is no remission of sin. Christ's own death, by the shedding of the blood, was the substitute for our death. That which we deserve, Jesus shed blood on the cross. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the shed blood. We thank you for your finished work on the cross. You see, we didn't have to pay. We didn't have to earn or pay for what had been provided on the cross. Matter of fact, you couldn't even do it if you tried to. So we just go enjoy the gift. We just go be thankful and enjoy the gift. We owe everything to the Lord because of what he came to redeem us. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This wasn't just a rescue church. No, this wasn't just a rescue. This was a redemption that was foreordained before the foundation of the world. How do you know that? The Bible told me that. Read the Bible. This was ordained before the foundation of the world. We have been redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ. It was nothing but the blood. How many know this morning? It was nothing but the blood. Jesus redeemed us. He bought us back. He rescued us. He released us from the vicious cycle of sin. It was Jesus who went to the cross and shed his blood for us. That was God's plan for redemption. It would be through the shedding of the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, for eternity. A redemption of this magnitude couldn't be accomplished through the blood of animals. It required a much